But first, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us this morning by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
As you can imagine, I've been following the big tech story closer than any other human on the face of the earth. Big Tech's, of course, is very near and dear to my heart, guys.
This is fake emotion right now.
No, it isn't. Okay, but I have so many complaints about the way that this story was covered, about how everyone got panicky and weepy over it, and everyone was acting like it was a real death. And I have to admit, I was kind of suckered into that at first, because I started having that reaction going, man, I can't believe, Big Tech's burned? That can't happen. Then I realized, oh, it's just a fake thing. We can build another one. First of all, listen to this audio from the Dallas Fire and Rescue team arriving on the scene of Big Tech's. Listen to the way they describe Big Tech's. This is on YouTube, by the way, and already has close to 90,000 hits. The audio.
Okay.
From dispatchers, I guess, talking, things like that.
777 is out at Big Tech's. Got a rather tall cowboy. All his clothes burn off.
We got a rather large cowboy with all his clothes burn off.
Seven 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 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 10:31.
66 is out. Web hunter first. We got Big Tech on fire.
Engine 6 out. Big Tech's on fire.
Big Tech's on fire.
Howdy, folks. It's hot.
Okay, now see, he didn't need to add
right
that bit of
nobody could handle
shtick.
It.
No,
either being too shtickful or the fake emotion, like you started the segment.
I didn't have fake emotion; it was real emotion. All right, so Channel 8 makes a huge mistake by sending Sean Gables out there to report on this. Ah, we're just having fun.
Uh-huh.
I support everything Channel 8 does, as you know. So Sean Gables goes out there, and I started getting tweets and email saying, hey, did you see Sean Gables out at the state fair reporting on this and referring to him as Big Rex? How the hell?
You just mess up. You know the name, you just mess up.
Big Rex?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could understand it if he had some name that was not directly taken from the state of Texas. It's the first syllable of the state.
It happens.
Big Tex. Why she would think we would make the similar state Big Rex. Okay, so I'm going to play you. This is an extended audio clip of, and boy, you had a tandem here. Cynthia Izaguirre throwing it to Sean Gables. Cynthia Izaguirre, of course, so lovely close friend of mine. Craig is very against Cynthia.
So nobody really has their hand on the steering wheel here.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
See what he's doing?
What?
Oh, like Fox 4 is going to do any better if Iger throws it to Heather Hayes.
Oh, Channel 8 did better than everyone else, I think. They had the best coverage. But listen at the breathless coverage of this.
We want to go straight to the State Fair of Texas, where Big Tech's has been marking his 60th anniversary with this year's State Fair of Texas.
Been,
this is a live picture.
Makes it sound like
from
rewrite
that.
Yeah, what
makes
has
it sound
he
like
doing?
He's been urinating.
Right. He's lifted his leg.
HD Chopperade, all that remains.
That would be funny, you know, because it gets hot out there at the State Fair, even though it's, you know, it's October, but it's hot in Texas. What if they put on the new Big Tech's a fire hose nozzle coming out of the front of his dickies? And it sprays water onto the crowd.
Just cool everybody
off. Yeah, cool everybody off.
Glad you said Dickies. Pluralized it.
Is the frame which they are now removing.
So she's already swerving here.
From where he has stood for 60.
Sounds like a Jerry sentence, doesn't it?
What was that? There. They call that area Big Tech.
Hold on, let me see if I can. What is going on with this? Sports head McGillicuddy.
Go straight to the State Fair of Texas, where Big Tech's has been marking his 60th anniversary with this year's State Fair of Texas. This is a live picture from HD Chopperade. All that remains of him is the frame, which they are now removing from where he has stood for 60 years there. They call that area Big Tech's Circle. And after that fire this morning, he will be there no longer. Again, emergency officials at the State Fair of Texas removing the frame of Big Tex after he burned to the ground this morning.
Yeah, this is in case you're just joining us in the past 1 second, because you just said this.
How could they remove him if he's been burned to the ground?
I don't know. That's a good question, Giorgio.
Shortly after 10 o'clock, when gates opened at the State Fair of Texas, Channel 8's Sean Gables is at the scene with Instant Live 8 and has the very latest for us. Sean.
Live 8? What is Instant Live 8?
What's...
Oh, Live 8. I thought they were doing a Live 8 for Big Tex already.
Why can't they just say she's reporting live? Why is it Instant Live 8?
Yeah. How much more instant can you get than live?
Breakfast instant food.
Instant Live. Instant Live 8.
They're removing the frame there. What else can you tell us?
Nothing.
Izzy, if you're taking a live look outside where Big Rex was, Big Tex.
Okay, see, now she already has said.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. She says immediately.
Well, he's the size of a dinosaur, so that's why she thought Rex.
Big Rex.
Size of a T-Rex.
And she corrects herself that time.
Izzy, if you're taking a live look outside where Big Rex was, Big Tex, forgive me for that. The officials here have literally hoisted the frame, the charred frame. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm going to try this again. We are directly outside of the circle where Big Tex had been for many, many years.
Got it right.
Officials have now literally hoisted.
What, Craig?
Literally.
You have a question?
Yeah, at the very beginning when she said Big Rex, did you hear a bunch of other people laughing?
Yes.
And saying she called him Rex. Were those Channel 8 support people?
Firemen.
I think they have to be the cameraman and the engineer who have to work with Sean Gables.
Izzy, if you're taking a live look outside where Big Rex was, Big Tex, forgive me for that. The officials here have literally hoisted the frame.
Yeah, I think she's standing in a crowd of people.
Okay, so maybe it's
the people around her. Think
people they're laughing. The word, some guy says she called her Big Rex.
Of the circle where Big Tex had been for many, many years, officials have now literally hoisted him off of the frame that he had stood on, and they're getting ready to, as a full piece. He's not broken apart. They're taking it as a full piece and laying it on a semi-truck bed, and then I have asked, where is he going to be taken to? That location is not going to be disclosed.
Why would they not disclose it?
I don't know.
Just add intrigue. This is the president. The president's just been shot. Jeez.
That location is not going to be disclosed. But again, as you can see, all that is left are the remains of Big Rex is basically a metal charred frame. One of the hands. It is almost like watching a sporting event. They're taking pictures. They're using their cell phones to write video. They are Facebooking. They're Twittering. This is really become almost not just a local.
Yeah, that may be a little insane. They're using their
cell phones
to write video.
And they're Twittering.
Cell phones to write video. They are Facebooking. They're Twittering. This has really become almost not just a local story, but a national story, because this is an iconic piece of history.
Almost.
When it first caught on fire, tell me, what did you see? I was told by eyewitness.
This part drives me crazy. When they have to interview someone who has no addition. This is just a guy.
Right.
Who's just standing there. And he sounds like he's about three sheets to the wind.
On fire, tell me, what did you see? I was told by eyewitnesses that you could see big plumes of smoke blocks away from the state fair.
Yes, and it was just like all of a sudden it just electrical thing, I guess.
That pronunciation.
Electrical.
Electrical thing, I guess. Got it. Yeah, but it was just. Look at this.
Let's go back to it right now.
He added quite a bit to the story.
Nothing.
Look at this.
He had nothing.
Like, all of a sudden, it just electrical thing. I get. Got it. Yeah, but it was just. Look at this.
Let's go back to it right now. As you can see, the construction crews are now about to lay the metal frame that's left of Big Rex onto a flatbed truck. We have not been told where Big Tex's remains will go, but
remains.
We do know that...
Remains!
Say the framework of Big Tex.
Big Tex's remains will go, but we do know that, according to state fair officials, that there will be fire investigators who will overlook the what's left of the frame and try to determine what the actual source of the fire was. I have been told by officials here at the State Fair Park that they do suspect that the fire that started at 10:25 this morning, the source of it is believed to be an electrical shortage in Big Tex's motorized mouth. I also spoke to one of the vendors. We're hearing conflicting reports because I did speak to a vendor who was directly across a feet away from Big Rex. He's been working here at the State Fair.
Again?
Yes. Now that was not an edit. No, the other one.
Okay, but so this is the third time. The third legitimate time.
No, this is actually the second legitimate time.
But she also said a feet away.
A feet away. And she's all over the place in this. And she's so gabby and nervous.
But there was the Big Rex in the beginning. Yeah. That was kind of off mic or something. Then the second one, and then this one.
Two that were somewhat edited. Oh. But then this is real. Okay. This one's real.
A feet away from Big Rex, he's been working here at the State Fair. He told me that last week Big Tex had problems.
Who told him? Who told her? Big Tex?
No, the vendor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was a feet away.
Yeah,
he told me someone was trying to kill him. Hey, someone's trying to light me on fire.
Who was directly across a feet away from Big Rex. He's been working here at the State Fair. He told me that last week Big Tex had problems and his mouth was not moving at all. This said a couple of days ago he witnessed...
Like we're having to figure this. This is a fruiter-esque.
Yeah. Deep throat.
His mouth was not moving at all. Then he said a couple of days ago, he witnessed repairmen beginning to fix it. Then he says by 10:20 this morning, he saw smoke coming out of the statue's mouth while he was talking, and the next thing he knew, the statue was on fire.
While he was talking.
I have spoken with State Fair officials. If Big Tex's hand will be salvaged again, framing will be taken to the location that it's expected to go, but what you just saw live pictures
will be taken to the location that it's expected to go. That is so Jerry Jones.
News reporter can't go live. None of them can.
Be taken to the location that it's expected to go, but what you just saw live pictures where he was hoisted off of the location where he stood for many, many years. They hoisted him up into the air in one complete whole piece. He is now lying on a flatbed truck to a destination that will not be disclosed to the public.
So
I also spoke to State Fair officials to determine, do they know how much it's going to cost to rebuild a new statue or the estimated time when it will be done. None of that has been decided at this point, but again, this is a relic, a piece of Texas history that is gone forever. And
even though it's back next year,
forever. Yet they're going to have him next year.
Yes, you just talked about rebuilding him.
Is he a statue? Do you call that a statue?
I've never thought of it as a statue.
Statue's solid, isn't it?
It is now as of this morning, fairgoers who are here at the State Fair Park were watching and taking pictures with Big Tex. He is now lying what is left, those metal charred frames, on a flatbed truck taken to a location that will not be disclosed to the public. We're told that fire officials will... look at the charred remains, try to determine what is the official cause of the fire that destroyed the statue. But at this point, preliminary indications show that it was possibly an electrical shortage in the motorized mouth of Big Tex. the motorized mouthpiece of Big Tex, and by 10:20 this morning, they began to see smoke coming from his mouth while the mouth was still moving. And by 10:25, it was burned to the metal char.
All right, thank you, Sean, and we're going
to
stay on
the metal char.
Both on the ground and in the air. There's a live picture there from our ground crew.
The disaster is not what happened to Big Tex. It's the live reports from Big Tex.
Is that the greater tragedy?
Yes.
It was like covering when buckwheat was shot or something.
Yes. There he is, waving to the crowd.
Did Norm properly eulogize him?
God.
Norm skipped the story.
The worst part for me was when they showed from the helicopter him being... taken out on the giant stretcher with wheels, and his body was covered. There was a shroud over it. We don't want it. You can't even look at the remains.
Right.
We have to cover him up, and we have to take him police escort on this giant gurney to a secret location.
Oh, gosh. And then they, I predict that here in, I guess it would be today, maybe, they're going to open up where they placed him. They're going to peel back the shroud, and he's gone.
And just his image remains on the shroud.
His image remains on the shroud, and that will tour around Texas. The Shroud of Texas. That's what it'll be called. There you go. The coverage from the great Channel 8.
Thank you.
Gables.
That's the corner. It is.